breaking news on WTOP.
The U.S. military launched airstrikes early Friday on two locations in eastern Syria linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. This is in retaliation for a slew of drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases and personnel in the region that began early last week. The U.S. strikes reflect the Biden administration's determination to maintain a delicate balance. The U.S. wants to hit Iranian-backed groups suspected of targeting Americans as strongly as possible to deter future aggression. Of course, it also is trying to work to avoid inflaming the region and provoking a wider conflict with Israel's war against Hamas. Let's take you live tonight to Behnam Ben Talablu with the Federation for Defense of Democracies. Thank you very much for a bit of your time late tonight, Behnam. How effective a message is this for Iran to back off?
It's a pleasure to be with you again. In essence, time will tell, but if past is going to provide any insight into the present and into the future, both the nature of the strike, which was limited, both as well as the geography of the strike, coupled with the statement following the strike, is likely going to fit into a previous pattern in the mind of Iranian security decision makers, as well as those who greenlight proxy attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria, that the U.S. does not want to escalate, that these are precise and quote-unquote pinprick strikes, and signal more irresolution than resolution. So if I had to bet, proxy attacks using drones, rockets, and mortars at U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria are likely to continue.
You mentioned geography. You've noticed a pattern that the U.S. will strike in Syria from time to time, but not hit Iranian interests in Iraq. Why is that?
Indeed, when you even cross-compare both the Biden administration and the Trump administration's thresholds for the use of force and conditions for the use of force against these militias, the Biden administration has had a lower threshold, meaning that they may respond even earlier or even before there is the loss of life, which was the Trump administration's threshold. Conversely, the Trump administration was not afraid to disrupt Iraqi domestic politics, whereas the Biden administration clearly has been trying to avoid that and therefore has quarantined most of its responses in Syria. So we're in the unique situation where there may be more kinetic pushback with less of a political impact.
Whenever there are airstrikes, you worry about America getting directly involved in this crisis. Is that a concern for you tonight?
More broadly, I understand the concerns of Americans, and particularly those who have seen the past two decades of U.S. military involvement in the Middle East. And I understand why they would want to be cautious, and prudence dictates that we should be cautious. But in this instance, no. In fact, my fear is that this strike is too limited and therefore too counterproductive and is likely going to be get more escalation by the Iranians. I think the U.S. has been hit at least 10 to 14 times, depending on what publicly reported number you look at, from these Iran-backed groups in Iraq and Syria, starting on October 17 or October 18 to present. It likely is going to be insufficient to deter more strikes. So this is one instance where being tougher earlier can save more lives later.